Welcome to Take 10 with Infection Control, a series of casual conversations on topics of interest to the healthcare community.
Hi, everybody. I'm Julie Marshall with Nursing Education. I'm here with Dr. Shiley.
Hey, Julie. I'm Kevin Shiley. I'm an infection prevention control expert at Catholic Health. I like to say expert. It's the only thing I can do. So what are we talking about?
I don't know. You tell me. I've heard a lot of different changes are occurring and throughout Catholic Health, and one of the most important ways to keep our patients healthy is environmental cleaning.
Oh my God, environmental cleaning. It's like my favorite subject.
Is it really?
All subjects involving infection prevention are my favorite subject. But this is also one of my favorite of my favorites, so we can definitely talk about environmental cleaning. So, yeah, that's a really important thing. And, you know, do you even know what environmental cleaning is? I mean, like, do you know exactly what it is? Do you really? Do you?
I mean, I think I do.
All right.
Well, you're going to tell me why it's so important?
Yeah, it's like, it's super important. So environmental cleaning, I like to use an analogy to talk about why it's important, because, you know, it just makes more sense this way. Think about, like, the last time you were at home and you made a really, really nice dinner. This delicious dinner. I don't know, maybe like some spaghetti and meatballs or something. And it was great. And you're done eating and you're kind of tired. And I don't know about you guys, but like sometimes I don't want to do dishes that night. So I'm kind of lazy and I take the dishes and I put them in the sink. And then the next day, they're still in the sink, of course, and they're dirty and they're crusted with dried up spaghetti and sauce and whatnot. And so now imagine you have to eat dinner that next night, and instead of washing your dishes and eating on clean dishes, you just take those dirty dishes out of the sink and you eat off them, a totally separate meal, and then you do that same thing the next night and the next night and the next night. So that is kind of how I think about failure in environmental cleaning. So in the hospital, we have all sorts of equipment that we use that goes from patient to patient to patient. And if you think about that equipment like you would think about dirty dishes, you could never imagine serving dirty dishes to a person.
So what specific things do you worry about in the hospital?
So it's not just like spaghetti sauce that's dried up in the hospital. I mean, we've got really serious pathogens that we need to worry about. And you have to remember, the people in the hospital are there for a reason. They're already very sick, and they're already very prone to infection. So, you know, some common, all too common things that I worry about would be bacteria like MRSA, which are, you know, resistant Staph aureus. They're more difficult to treat. I worry about what we call gram-negative bacteria. These are bacteria that normally live in our bowels, but can become highly resistant to antibiotics. And then probably of the most important things I worry about being transmitted from patient to patient is C. difficile. And that's that bacteria that lives in people's colons and causes profound watery diarrhea, even cause death.
So what are the objects that you see in the hospital or that people use every day that are most likely to have all of those bacteria?
So all of those nasty things? Well, you know, in terms of things that go from patient to patient, I actually think a lot about stethoscopes, interestingly. That's something that people don't always think about having to clean between patients. But there are other things, too. Blood pressure cuffs. Another one that commonly isn't thought about are glucometers. So those are just a few examples. But really, any piece of equipment that you would take from one room to the next that would potentially not just come in contact with the patient, but come in contact with your hands while touching a patient should be thought of as something as a potential risk of transmission and needs to be cleaned. There are other things, though, within the patient rooms themselves that are also highly likely to acquire these pathogens. So I think about like light switches, call bells, the tables that sit at the bedside, anything that the patient touches, bathroom fixtures. These are things that are permanently part of the environment in the room that also need to be cleaned between patients.
I think a lot of times people forget that with the high use of cell phones in patient care areas, they often forget that they are now taking whatever they've touched put their hands on their phone. Now anything that they've touched previously is now on their phone, and then they're taking that phone back home with them. So to all their loved ones.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. Cell phones have really been a game changer in that regard. I think a lot of folks, when they go home, they're probably fairly mindful about, you know, washing their hands and that kind of thing. But those cell phones, you know, if you're pulling your cell phone out while taking care of a patient and you're just cleaning up a bed or, you know, administering medications or doing a physical exam, you are very likely transferring bacteria to that cell phone. And this has actually been well described in multiple studies that you can get pathogens on cell phones. So, number one, if you're touching your cell phone, ideally wash your hands ahead of time, but you should clean your cell phone as well periodically through the day.
So what should we be cleaning all of these items with?
Well, I'm not going to comment too much on cell phones just because you really would have to check with what the manufacturer recommends to clean it. However, I can tell you that most of the reusable medical equipment we use in the facilities can be cleaned with the cleanser called Oxivir. These come in wipes. You've seen them, I'm sure, on medical units. There's a white kind of canister with a purple lettering on it. It says Oxivir, O-X-I-V-I-R. And this is actually hydrogen peroxide. The good news about this chemical is that when you clean things with it, if it touches your hands, it's not considered very toxic to you. So it's not something like some of the other cleansers that they used to use out there that you have to wear gloves every time you use it. It doesn't smell very bad either, which is always a pleasant thing. So Oxivir is probably your number one choice for most objects around the hospital. There are occasions, though, when sometimes we'll use bleach as well, and in our facilities that comes in a separate canister that has a red writing on it. It says Avert, A-V-E-R-T, and the chemical name is sodium hypochlorite, in case you're interested in what bleach is called.
So these two types of cleaning supplies, they have different wet times and dry times.
Yeah, wow, wet time. So this is like one of those things that I know people get quizzed on. It's a frequent quiz. I guess the idea behind it is that you have to realize that cleansers don't just kill immediately on contact. And even the best cleansers out there need time to work. And so when you're using Oxivir to clean objects, the wet time is approximately 1 minute. And what that means is if you wipe something down, it should appear moist or wet for about a minute before you can assume that it has been disinfected. For bleach, there's actually a longer wet time, which is 4 minutes. And the bleach itself kills a lot of bacteria in a shorter period of time. However, when we use bleach, we use it to kill spores from bacteria. And spores are kind of like these ruddy or hardy seeds that don't die quickly, so they need a little more time. So that's 4 minutes for bleach.
Is there a specific spore that you're thinking of when you would use the bleach?
Why, yes. So bleach responds best to, C. diff is really the thing that needs bleach. So C. difficile is this bacteria that we, unfortunately, is spread by feces contaminating the environment, and the C. diff bacteria makes a thing called a spore, which is a really, really hardy seed, and bleach is one of the few things that we have available to us that can help kill that.
All right, well, thank you for your knowledge on environmental cleaning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.